Call our meeting, the Board of Adjustment meeting for July 12th, 2021, back to order. I think where we left off, we were still doing.
Opposition.
And I believe there was four or five other folks who wished to testify. So whoever would like to come up next, can you come up to the podium?
Catch your papers. Whatever you have here.
No.
You're okay?
My name is Charles Coverdale. I live at 602 Meadowbrook Lane.
And can you state, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And you said, where exactly is that located here on the map?
Right across the street.
Okay, Ms. Godfrey's going to point it out.
And with the.
With the white room. This is our house, and this is the Coverdale's house.
So lot 36 on the tax map?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. I'm going to keep it short. We're here on several, I think, imperfections in the system. How many times has this board or the board before made any variances to that property? We don't know really, but we have several offenses to that property. We're saying it's offense that it's a single property family. And it's got six or seven people. Isn't that violation of law? Do you have any thing to do with that? Yes or no?
Sir, this board is not in charge of code enforcement. So what happened here, what I understand, was the applicant was contacted by the constable's office and was either issued a violation or was told of a violation because he had more people than was allowed for a single-family home. However, one of the options that he has is being able to apply for a special use exception, which means he needs to demonstrate to this board that the proposed use does not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. So that's the one part of this. And then the second one is a variance request for the existing garage as it encroaches into the side yard setback by 2 feet. So those are the issues we have before us tonight.
How about the septic tank? Do you have to prove?
We have no jurisdiction over the approval where a septic tank is located.
Okay.
Strictly how it affects you and the use of your property.
Well, it's, if they park it on the road, if you're coming out, you gotta be real careful that you don't back into somebody. If they weren't parking there, well, you could still look, but you wouldn't have that question of not seeing it and hitting it.
Is it frequent that vehicles are parked on the road by that home?
Yes, quite often.
How often would you say?
I'd say at least once a week. And the garage has been there for quite a while. I've been there for over 60 years. And I have a picture on my wall that showed all the 360-degree around the place. And I can take a look at it to see if it was there about 58 or 57 years ago. I don't know that up here, but I do know I have a picture of the whole surrounding area. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Charlie, tell them about that lady. About the lady.
Oh, yes, there was one lady that came over to my place, asked for a ride to go to the store. She wanted cigarettes. This was early in the morning. I don't know. She didn't say anything about a husband or anything. I did take her to the store to get cigarettes, but that was a kind of situation, but it was unusual.
Thank you.
Marion White, 17 Lake Crest Drive. I'm the property owner of 605 Meadowbrook Lane.
And is that the one that would be 607 next to it?
No, I'm 605, yes, and 607 is right next to me. Yeah, I'm right.
Yeah, she's right here.
Okay.
And the garage is what encroaches on her property.
Yes.
Thank you. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
As noted, my name is Marion White, and I'm the property owner of 605 Meadowbrook Lane. I'm located directly beside 607 Meadowbrook Lane, the property in review this evening. Roughly 30 years ago, I purchased my property, had the land cleared, and added a house. This was my primary residence for several years. After moving, I retained 605 Meadowbrook as a rental for single families. Many families have enjoyed this neighborhood, and I've had many prospective tenants comment to me on how nice of a neighborhood it is and what a great neighborhood for their kids to live in. Fast forward to today and all the pictures that have been presented to give you, the Sussex County Board of Adjustments, just a glimpse of what it would be like to be the neighbors of 607 Meadowbrook Lane. I can't imagine anyone seeing the pictures presented and say what a great neighborhood for their kids to live in. When I hear the term tourist home, I think of a bed and breakfast, and this is no bed and breakfast. This section of Meadowbrook Lane is a residential area for family homes. My resident at 605 Meadowbrook is an investment property. I feel that approving such a tourist home at 607 Meadowbrook Lane would devalue nearby homes. I strongly oppose allowing a tourist home and or a variance to be granted to 607 Meadowbrook Lane. My property joins right next to 607, so there is the fence that divides our property line. Recently, I noticed that there is a section of the fence that is missing, and I can only assume that they're using that as an access to get to their backyard. There's not enough room for them to drive for the garage to where the fence is, so I'm not sure if that's being used as an access. I've not been asked for permission, nor would I give permission for that to happen. So if that has anything to do with a variance, I certainly don't want anyone driving across my property to get in their backyard.
How long has that garage been there, do you know?
It's been there for a long time. When I lived there, it was there. So that has been over 25 years ago.
Have there been any problems? Have you had any complaints prior to tonight with the garage?
Not with the garage, no.
Does that complete your statement?
It does. I just wanted to add one thing. I have a tenant that lives in 605 Meadowbrook right now, and I've never had any issues with security or anybody feeling any safe or any break-ins. And about a year and a half ago, my tenant had contacted me because her house had been broken into, the lock had been jiggled. She called the police, she filed a police report. Nothing was stolen, nothing was messed up. It looked like somebody just came into the house. So I did have the locks changed. She was a little bit uneasy. That's the only time in like 25 years that I've had any issues from any tenants that they brought to my attention. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Reifenberg, 6525 Hickman Road, Greenwood, Delaware. I'm not a resident.
Sure. Before we get started, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And do you own property in this adjacent area?
Yes.
Can you let us know where that is?
Okay. Lot number 40, right across the street.
Okay.
Okay. This is where we live. He bought this vacant lot next to us, across the street from the 607 Meadowbrook Lane. The official address is now going to be 606 Meadowbrook Lane.
Thank you.
We had purchased the property from the Crafts. They their mother or whatever had passed away. Anyway, we'd purchased the property. Obviously, to buy, we're building a house only to resell it. In the process of all that, we were looking at the community around there, single family homes, nice, nice community. My biggest concern is obviously a resale. We're going to resell the house. I'm not going to live there. But in turn, reselling that piece of property, we have obviously had a lot of concerns. I've gone over there several times, cut the grass, talked to the contractor working there. There's always a vehicle in the yard. There's always activity across the street. The first video we saw, there was a bicycle leaning on the fence. There's children in that neighborhood. It's not safe. Obviously, you guys can see that. Tourism, as far as a tourism home, I mean, I could get way off pace, but tourism is supposed to boost the economy. There's nothing there that's going to boost the economy. Infrastructure, there's nothing there boosting the infrastructure. I own several businesses. You got to have permits, licensings, as you all know. It's just not for a disability. There's nothing wrong with people with disabilities. They all need care. Everyone needs care. That's not the facility for it. That's definitely not the facility for it. That is a beautiful neighborhood. Trying to think of anything else. I just cannot believe what I saw in the videos today after looking at that. As far as, and there's always been activity across the street every time I've been there. I was there a month ago and there was three kids up there in the front yard. Now, I don't know if they were visiting or what they were doing over there, but there's always activity over there. And I feel for this neighborhood. I really do. And the future buyers of that home that we're building, it's a 1,500 square foot home. It's 80 by 150 lot. It's very small. I had to go over here and get the permits and do everything that I was supposed to do, but everybody else should also need to be right for the community. That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, gentlemen and young lady. And everybody else that's here, I appreciate your patience and the understanding of letting everybody testify. My name is Bruce Craig Crouch. I live at 502 Meadowbrook Lane, Milford, Delaware. I live about 600 feet from the house we're talking about. And I've lived there for 27 years.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
And can you just point out perhaps where your home is located? You said your address is what again?
502.
So you're closer to Wavecraft.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like 600 feet.
I think it went too far.
No, it's the next one to your right.
There's five.
Here you go, 502.
Look for the fish.
All right.
We got you.
All right.
Thank you.
Is that Google Earth they're using? I've lived there quite a few years, and I raised my children there. In my professional life, I was the CEO of KSI, Kitten Sussex Industries. We provided training, employment, transportation services for people with disabilities. What I can add to the conversation is I have not experienced the discomfort that the Godfreys have, personally. But I know professionally that this looks like a group home. It acts like a group home. It behaves like a group home. And in order to operate a group home, you have to be accredited by an accredited agency, and then you have to get a license from the state of Delaware. When I say accredited, it means you gotta have health and safety standards. Your staff have to have certain levels of training. So my concern is more for the residents. I mean, I'm just being honest. If you're gonna operate a facility like that, then you need to get the licenses and have the staff training that are required. And I gotta tell you, I've never seen a residential house have parking spaces. And I'll answer any questions that you may have.
Questions?
All right, thank you.
My name's Joanne Milton. I'm a real estate broker in Milford, Delaware. I do not live near this property, but I have sold plenty in that community.
Oh, yeah. Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I certainly do.
Thank you. Sorry, it's been a long night.
That's okay. Thank you all for your patience. My concern is for everyone that lives anywhere near this property. It will directly affect the value. I represent buyers and sellers all the time. Sellers, number one, have to disclose if there's anything that adversely affects their property. Today, information is available to everyone. They can check the police records. They can look and see what the history is on this property. That will deter someone from buying that home. They want to know what's going on there. I showed this house as well as Ruth Ann did at the same time. The inside was covered with mold. That house was in a great state of disrepair. It had a cesspool in the backyard that would never pass inspection and should have been replaced way back then, but wasn't. I don't know. Again, like Craig said, my concern would be for the people that live there. How can this...
One, please.
How can this be a tourist home? People don't move into a tourist home. They don't bring all their belongings. It's a temporary situation. Tourist is to visit, not to dwell there for a long period of time. So that would be my concern. But number 32 in our seller's disclosure is they're obligated, and so is every real estate agent. If you know of any major defect in a home, you have an obligation to disclose. If you know of activity that adversely affects that home or that's occurred on that property. Now, there are certain things we can never disclose, we're not allowed to, but that would be a real detriment to that neighborhood. It definitely would. And I've seen it in other places too. I'm not saying this is the Lone Ranger, it happens many places, but it's a shame. To give a stamp of approval for this to continue would be a crying shame. That's what I think. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. At this point, I'll let you guys come up and...
Mr. Jack, give me one second. Come on, let it. Let me go first.
Yes, what attracted me to that neighborhood was exactly what she was saying. It's a beautiful, wonderful, peaceful neighborhood. And I consider all my neighbors as really nice people. And I sincerely apologize for any distress I may have caused anybody. But I've never had a single complaint from anyone. It kind of surprises me, you know. The people I have in there mostly were living in the woods, were in abandoned cars.
Over the years.
And absolutely terrible health. That's why the ambulances were there.
I like to touch on that.
I did my best.
One thing for a second.
Place to stay, and I'm not a professional, but certainly better than the conditions they had.
That's true.
So I just wanted to apologize for any problem.
Also, one thing, I would like to apologize to you guys for going through all that video, kind of pointless. Two things I do want to touch on. They were saying a lot of people have testified today in regards to property values possibly being affected, but no one reported any effects to any property values currently. That's one. Number two, I'm a resident. I don't look like I need any help at all. I'm good. We don't need ambulances, and a lot of those videos are very old. And the guy that was being wheeled out was the same gentleman each time. He had problems. He had some health issues. That was one guy, not different people getting rolled out. Just one person. It might have happened a few different times. As far as that incident, or as far as the videos, they show isolated incidents, not everyday activity, because these things do not happen every day. I've been there over a year, and I've never seen a fire truck in a year's time. That had to be over a year and a half when that fire truck was there. I've been there a year, never seen a fire truck. I've been there a year and I've seen one ambulance. The police had been there twice for two isolated incidents. The one lady who exposed herself, she was not allowed on the property. So the reason why the police were called, because we wanted to remove her without any kind of problem or anything like that. She's not allowed on the property due to the fact that she drinks a lot. She was not a resident. She was a friend of a resident and was not allowed on that property. But she decided to come for her whatever reason she wanted to be there. And we felt that calling the police would be the easiest way to get rid of that situation. Because physically, we couldn't do anything about it. That makes the perfect sense. If anybody else would be in the same situation, they would do the exact same thing. None of that shows everyday activity, because these things don't happen every day. A lot of those people on that video, I didn't even recognize. And I've been there a whole year. So I don't even know who these people are. That had to be before my time, but while I've been there, I haven't seen one fire truck, two ambulances, or one ambulance, matter of fact, for Rick at one time. And that was for a false, whatever that thing is called, that life alert thing. That was it, and the police have been there twice. Other than that, a lot of that stuff is, and there's only five people there. Him being a resident, as well, since it's his house. So it's not seven. I don't know where that number comes from. But none of that thing on that video shows any illegal activity. There's no cars parked on anybody else's property other than his. There's absolutely no parking on nobody else's property, no effect to anybody else's property. And the older gentleman, I believe at 602, he said that backing out would be a problem. Just personally, if you're backing out and there's a car in front of 607, you have to back up at least two full houses. That sounds impossible for that to be a problem. Mr. Jack, anything you want to say?
For the lady that owns the house next door,
talk to us.
Talk to them.
There was two sections of fence. Her tenant gave us permission to take a an RV across the property. We asked her. We didn't ask the owner. We didn't know who the owner was. We asked the tenant, and she said it was all right. We haven't put the fence back up, but we do not use that for entrance access. Just we've had to remove the RV.
How recently has been the additional parking? When was that added?
The additional parking?
Yeah.
It's over 2 years ago.
Okay.
As the real estate lady says, the property was in a very poor condition when I bought it, but I've made the improvements, and it's a very nice home now.
Beautiful. Absolutely no mold, nothing like that.
Any questions? Any other questions? Mr. Short, you have any?
How many parking spaces do you have on that property?
Six.
And how many trips would you say are from the site in a given day?
I would say their estimate of 12 would probably do it, because I have to take the people to the doctors. I have to take them to pick up their medicine, and, you know, take them to the stores to get something to eat. So I'm in and out quite a bit.
I go to work every day, so I go out every day.
So I'd say 12 is pretty accurate.
Have you looked at getting licensing for a licensed group home?
No.
Okay, I'm
not qualified.
I wouldn't consider it a group home.
Okay.
Yeah. I just rented rooms. I didn't think anything of it. You know, I know a lot of other people that rent rooms, so I'm sorry. I didn't know I was in even violation, you know.
But there's absolutely no damage to nobody's property, no use of anybody else's property, nothing like that. I don't even think there's any effect to anybody's property.
I have no further questions.
All right, you guys want
to... Cool.
No further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Sharp, you have, because we have two issues, do you want two separate motions, or do you want one motion containing both?
It depends on how you wish to do it. You could certainly do a, you know, I think we've seen in the past where approval in part, deny in part, or, you know, or approve both or deny both, whatever you prefer.
Okay.
But it's up to you. If you wish to do them separately, you could do that as well.
Why don't we start? I'd like to make a motion that the request for a for the variance of the garage be approved. I believe it's pre-existing condition. I don't believe that the garage itself adversely affects the neighborhood and is the minimum necessary to afford relief. And secondly, I would move that we deny the special use exemption for the property, as I believe it does adversely affect the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties.
Substantially adversely affect?
Substantially.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Because I would deny the variance for the garage, I vote nay.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons, so for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-1, case number 12582 has been approved in part and denied in part.
Hearing's over on this.
Oh,
You can call the office in the morning, Kim.
Are we done?
Yep.
Thank God.
Thank you. Thanks for all the patience.
Any additional business?
Thank God.
Motion to adjourn?
There was additional business. I just wanted to say, I wanted to reaffirm that the second meeting in July is canceled, July 19th. So there is no board meeting that night.
Understood.
So we will be back at 6 o'clock.
I was going to reaffirm that.
On August 2nd. So I want to thank Mr. Hastings for catching that today. His eagle eye looking at the website today.
Hey, it's just because I was confused. That's the only reason.
And I appreciate the board's patience.
My motion to adjourn. We have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.